Hello.
Hi, my name is Louis from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
120%.
Understood. And what is your year of birth?
August 23rd, 1981.
Understood. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
No. Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Got it. And what is your race?
White.
Got it. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Got it. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither, however, right now Democratic.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? You can rate this amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little? Harris.
Harris.
You said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your senator, Democrat Ruben
Gallego.
Gallego.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, here are three statements. You can please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. One, I personally support a person's right to abortion, and I believe it should be legal and available. Two.
Yes. Yes. You don't have to go over any other options. Yes, that one.
I understand. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona, or abortion is totally banned in Arizona? Or are you not sure?
Yeah, no, it's the last one.
Totally banned.
Yeah.
How concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Very concerned.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Understood. As you may know, ballot measures are promised laws that public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? I've heard a lot, heard some.
Yep, heard a ton.
A ton. Understood. Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
So let me just make sure I understand. So if the vote is yes, the constitution actually allows for states to determine the decision, then the answer is no. But if it's up to the people, then yes. So it depends, because right now we're under like an 1870 law. So it doesn't matter what the Constitution says, but right now like it's an old law of the Constitution.
So the question would be, the vote yes on the ballot measure would guarantee that the state constitution protects the right to abortion. The vote no would mean that the state constitution will not protect the right to abortion. You can say yes on the vote, no, or that you will not vote, or that you are decided in these options that we have.
No, I definitely protect the rights of the people.
So you would vote yes on the ballot measure. Is that what
your
answer
would
be? Okay,
yep.
Understood. I thank you so much. This is a little bit of a long statement. The answer comes after. You can just like, I will ask the question in just a minute, please. So here's a text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in November 2024 elections. That a yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fetal viability, unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in when the pregnancy in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of a pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion. A vote no shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under our Arizona's constitution. We leave in the place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. After reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
Again, it would be a yes vote for the right for the to doctor. Protect. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I understand. Thank you. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? You can please pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. Responsibility to women, privacy, rights, safety, freedom, empathy, control over your own life, responsibility to younger and future generations, making decisions about your own body, and equality.
Can it be all of the above?
You can mention which one do you think is the most important. But,
I mean, yeah, honestly, just the rights of women, you know, all in all. Yeah.
Okay, like we have rights as one of them, and let me read you the list. You can say yes to one of them if you wish. Responsibility to women, privacy, safety, freedom, empathy.
Freedom.
I got it.
Yeah.
We got those two, and I appreciate it. I understand your point. So thus, the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Oh, I'm pumped to vote this November. Yeah.
Okay, so would you say that much more motivated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference in the likelihood for you to vote for the candidate?
Oh, no, I'm still voting regardless. Yeah.
So it would make no difference for this particular state?
No, my vote always counts. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Understood, ma'am. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Again, definitely more.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate in the opposed of the ballot.
Oh, much more. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I think I understand your question. I guess I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sorry,
so it would make no difference, or you say it would make it more or less likely for you to vote for the candidate if this candidate is opposed to the ballot measure?
No, I mean, I'd still cast my vote.
So it would make no difference for you to vote. I understand. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide their own abortion laws.
No, it's the first choice.
Understood. And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or
no?
A ban to abortion without exception?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And next, how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want
yes.
a national ban?
Yes.
Understood, man. Next, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it for you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion?
Extremely important.
Okay, very well. And when thinking about who to vote in for the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion?
Extremely important.
And I will now hear some information. I'm sorry, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. By the way, we're past halfway through, and I appreciate your time and opinions. So Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning
yep.
abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization, allowing employers
yep.
to deny workers, so
yep.
Eliminating access to medication. Based on what
yep.
you just read, and how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards Project 2025, which is what you just heard?
Very unfavorable, to the point that I want to vomit. Yeah.
And if you learned a candidate for political office supported the 2025 conservative and policy agenda,
I would not vote for them.
Okay, understood. So much less likely to vote for the candidate. Would you?
Very unlikely.
I appreciate
Thanks.
Your answer once
yep.
again. Almost reaching the end. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Abortion laws should be decided at a state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not
no.
the president. So not a convincing reason at all would be the
nope.
answer towards no.
yep. Not in any way. Yep.
Understood you. Next, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Would that be a convincing reason to vote for or not a convincing reason to vote?
No. No.
Next, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. This is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exception to abortion laws, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or a victim is of incest. Would that be a convincing reason to vote or
yep.
not? This one, you said it's a convincing reason, like very or somewhat?
No, like, I mean, it should be up to the decision of the individual in every one of those situations.
In this particular case, would that make it a convincing reason to vote or
yes.
not? Yes. Okay, so would that be very convincing or somewhat?
Yes, very.
Understood. And here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate the statement on how convincing it is for you to vote for Democrat candidates and yes on the ballot measure. For all women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize.
Yeah.
In that case, would you say that it's a very convincing reason or somewhat convincing reason?
Yeah, very convincing.
And if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure the Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Very convincing reason or somewhat?
Very convincing.
Understood. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, some answers repeat, by the way. How much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on
a lot of power?
A lot of power means pain.
Yeah.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Bill Harris. Thank you so much.
And just a couple more questions that will be, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or would not vote?
Yes. Yes.
It's still a long way off to the November 2024 election. For U.S. Senate, if it was today, for whom would you vote? As your Senator Democrat Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
It would be Gallego. Yep.
And what is the highest level of school that you have completed and the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Master's degree. Are you married, unmarried, living with
married.
Married. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18?
Parent. Yes.
Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, to lesbian
yes.
or gay? Heterosexual or straight, understood. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I was able to vote for Biden.
And in the last year, that's 2023, what is the total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$187,000.
That will be finishing the survey, ma'am. I truly appreciate your time, and I wish you the best of your rest of your
Thank
evening.
You. See you at the polls. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.